From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, the Irish-American reaction to the IRA's involvement in a brutal pub stabbing. But first, to a brewing political scandal in Washington involving one of the most powerful men in Congress, Republican Tom DeLay. DeLay is the House Majority Leader. Technically, he's the number two man behind the Speaker, but many consider him the key player for Republicans in Congress. But some of DeLay's hardball tactics have come back to haunt him. NPR's Andrea Seabrook has been covering DeLay closely. She joins us now to talk about the majority leader situation. And Andrea, why is there suddenly a media feeding frenzy going on around Tom DeLay?
Hi, Madeline. It's kind of this nexus of a whole lot of different stories that have been boiling for a long time. Firsthand, there are these ethics charges against Tom DeLay. He was admonished by the committee, which is equally split between Republicans and Democrats. They unanimously voted to admonish him three times last session. That's almost unheard of for a leader of the party. The Republicans came back this session of Congress and managed to put through some rules changes on the ethics committee that will mean that it will be much, much harder for members of the committee to admonish really anyone, much less the majority leader himself. In fact, just now, Minority Leader Pelosi, that's the top Democrat in the House of Representatives, has put forth a motion to try and force some changes back on the Republicans. It does not look like it's going to pass, though they're voting now. So that's one of the strings. Another string is there's a civil suit in Texas against a political action committee that Tom DeLay himself founded. It's called Texans for a Republican Majority, or TRIMPAC. They were really responsible for the takeover by Republicans of the Texas legislature in 2002. That's important because then the Texas legislature pushed through new districts in Texas that meant many more three more Republicans in the House of Representatives. That's many when you have such an amazingly close split like we do here. So it's kind of a local national story. And then the third string that, you know, is sort of adding to this frenzy is that through this civil suit, there's been a lot of leaking of emails and other stuff coming out that show that Tom DeLay has had some questionable actions in terms of overseas trips, lobbying interests paying for those trips possibly, which is against the law, agents of other countries, which is also against ethics rules in the House, paying for those trips. It's just been, you know, a lot of these things happening all at once.
Mm-hmm. And in some of these stories, I'm seeing the name Jack Abramoff. Who is he and how does he figure into this?
Well, Jack Abramoff is one of Tom DeLay's former aides. Now, his aides have fanned out across K Street, which is sort of the lobby shop of Washington, D.C., and sort of get a lot of clients in many ways based on their relationship with Tom DeLay. Tom DeLay says that they shouldn't do that, but it's just the way it works around here. And he has been charged with sort of bilking tens of millions of dollars out of Indian tribes in sort of gambling interests. And so he is sort of all mixed up with this, and he's also one of the lobbyists who picked up the tab on the travel that Tom DeLay has made, which has violated House rules. So it's very messy situation.
So I understand Tom DeLay could also be indicted on this. And if he is indicted, could he remain as majority leader?
In some ways he could. If the Speaker of the House were to waive a restriction against indicted leaders, then yes, he could. And there is some evidence that he may do that. I think it depends a lot on the political situation if he were to be indicted. So far he has not been, and he is clear that he has not been.
NPR's Andrea Seabrook at the Capitol. Thanks a lot, Andrea.
You're welcome, Madeline.